Well, it's easy for me because my parents did all the hard work. I just went with them. I was 10 years old when we left the Amish. But I guess that's kind of where I want to go a little bit is, even though I've left the Amish for, 12 years, I worked with my dad until I was 19 and then I moved out to Colorado to attend Bible college, and I still live out there. But when you leave the Amish, but the Amish never really seems to leave you. It's always, to some extent, it's still a part of you. And I figured that out fast and sometimes the hard way. I saw my friends and family, or all my friends were family before I moved out. Even though I left the Amish, we're still always in love with the Mennonite, or simply just because you have a large family, you don't really have a lot of friends outside of family. It was a lot easier for me, but still I struggle with it here and there. I remember times I had like a 40-minute drive from school before. I was working part-time, going to school, supporting myself. I had very, very little when I went out. And there's times I say something to somebody, or they say something to me, I realize it came across wrong. I didn't need to say what I said, or hurt somebody, or if that makes sense. And it bothered me for a long time. It made me angry. I was like, why cannot I just be a normal person? But people also tend to, when we know about the Amish, or they know your background, they also know that this is not what you need to do. But that's just a little bit, it's more of a transitional a struggle it was for me. But one thing I do want to say to everybody here is, you guys, everybody is a minister. Everybody is an able minister.
Amen.
Just gotta be willing. Is it okay if I go to the other way? My second year at Bible College, we're all required to go on a missions trip. And I ended up going to Italy. And one of the people on my trip, I had known the 2 years during school. But we never talked a whole lot. I didn't want to share my story. I still felt like an outsider at the school and stuff. And never really cared about sharing my story. But on this trip, I was with one of the guys who were friends for the 2 years, not super close. He was always a little more quiet, and I guess so was I. But anyway, when you're out of country for 2 weeks, sharing the same hotel rooms, get to know each other, and come to find out that this dude was a pretty famous Hollywood actor when he was young, as a child. He was basically forced into acting and stuff. He was on set with Chuck Norris and all kinds of movie titles like the name that he's in and stuff. But I had no idea of this. What was funny is, being powerful, is that he grew up with all of that. I mean, he was into acting, all these famous people, he had everything in young Amish boy who would ever want. But as soon as he was 16 or 17, old enough to make his own decisions and stuff, he said, no, I'm not doing this. He got into all kinds of sexual relationships over no good, drugs, and really, really bad stuff. But all this to say, I came from an Amish background where I didn't know anything about the outside. He was literally the outside crazy one. And we met there, all was the goal to know Jesus and So it doesn't matter what background, everybody came from a dysfunctional background per se, but we're all able to